T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Things to say.
I think the part that Jason pointed out, I agree with you. The other weird part is Jason's point about the genius part is it's like, okay,
yeah.
Kanye,
yeah.
You know.
But
like,
Kanye,
this was so thoughtful.
Yeah.
Why'd you mess it up?
Why are you about you again in the dang gum video?
And if it's just funny, then have him go a little hee-hee or a little wink
right.
or something.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't. It seemed like he's being
right.
Dead serious.
Yeah,
that's
he
weird.
Was.
Like you married the most brilliant man
come
as
on.
My son-in-law here.
Right. I'm so proud of you and all the kids. And you know, it's just like you don't know how it would have been said. You don't know how, Robert would have said it. I don't know. It is a strange thing, but I think it's one of those.
If Kanye were to give you a hologram of a sports or entertainment figure that you could talk to you,
that's no longer with us.
Yeah,
Kanye's gonna start selling these.
Who would you get?
Ooh,
who would move John's heart?
Oh man,
maybe saying a few words.
You know, luckily the majority of my loved ones and my the people I care about.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mean it so personal. I said sports mm-hmm. or
yeah. Luckily, yeah. They're still with us.
Good.
You know, I mean,
good.
I'm trying to think like, The Rock is immortal, so I mean, how about this?
Do better.
How about
Rock ain't even dead.
How about Abraham Lincoln?
No.
How's that?
Come on,
why
John.
Why do you need Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln, man.
Any reason?
He did so much for America.
I got a better one.
Mm. For me or for you?
For me.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think he'd do a little something for you, too, because he'd probably have a little bit of advice for you. You'd do a hologram of the great Larry Finch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'd have him talk about that free throw contest I won at his camp to get all the rest of the guys over at the concession stand. I think we all got snow cones that day, or maybe it was all Pepsis or something, but when you won the free throw shooting contest in this camp, you got a little something.
That's awesome.
And Larry actually, Larry made me feel like I could actually play, even though he was lying to me, right? We've said this about him before. That dude would stop at your family, ask you about your son, how's first grade going, almost like a file, like he knew it, right? I'm talking about when he's walking through the arena, all that, would stop, would know your family, know your kids,
wow.
Know what grade they're in. He would do that all the time and make you feel like you're the most important family, kid, a parent, whatever else in the world. He just had a knack for that. And, yeah, it'd be fun to see the old hologram of Larry talk
that
a little
a great
Memphis
answer.
Basketball.
That is a
yeah,
terrific
it, well, especially
very
here,
good answer.
Especially here in Memphis.
You know, I remember reading Jeff's book about, that book comes after the jump.
Yes.
And there's a column in there, you know, from when Jeff got here in 96, you know, Larry was still the coach.
Absolutely.
And there's a column in there that where Jeff talks about how, and again, this is just a sign of the times, Larry Finch would drive around town in his Isuzu and hand out schedules.
Yep.
Like, he would literally go door-to-door and hand out basketball schedules. I mean, again, Memphis basketball
what?
Was a
Look,
freaking brand.
Because
you know?
The program was as much the people watching as it was
yes.
him and the players
yes.
that were out there on the floor.
Yes.
To
and,
him.
And that kind of tells you, I think that gives you a great indication of the kind of man that Larry Finch was, that he felt like, I mean, because let's be honest, a coach doesn't have to do that. No coach in America does that, you know?
Especially not handing out schedules personally.
Yeah. I mean, you have an event, you have a pep rally, whatever. You don't go around town handing out, schedules. Larry did that, though, because Larry got more than, I mean, and Penny, you probably put in this category, too, but you're dealing with sort of a different dynamic there.
It's unique. Penny gets
yep.
it because Larry saw it as a player
yep,
right,
he did.
Coming up through it. how much this meant to Memphians, how much the 100% program did. 100%. And he knew that, too. You take that into your coaching days, and you know that that little kid that's getting at a 6 or 7, it's going to mean a ton to him.
Yep.
You want to build on that. So that five, it could be as little as 5 seconds, could be as long as a minute or two that he's passed. It meant everything to you.
Well, because think about it, you're still talking about it today.
You had a Tiger fan for life when he gave you, when it was that personable, and he was that dude all the time.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous how he could always, make everybody feel important when clearly, most coaches don't go out of their way to do that.
No, nope.
It becomes more, quite frankly, about them and what they're doing for you.
Yep. So I think that's actually a great suggestion, and maybe we can get on that. Maybe we can figure out a way. But
ask Kanye how much it costs first. We'll see.
Happy birthday to Kim Kardashian West. Happy birthday to Kim Kardashian West. 40th birthday. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Dari Noka is going to join us at around 1:25. We'll talk to him about the SEC weekend ahead. Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID-19. Lots to get to with him. That's coming up at 1:25. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get to choose that gossip Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month, lease 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month, lease 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
$31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for detail.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Whenever I hear of an injured person hiring such and such a lawyer, I wonder, why'd they choose that law firm? Did they see the lawyer on a big billboard, a radio ad, or maybe an advertisement on television or the back of a bus? Maybe they just Googled it and clicked the first name that showed up. And then almost all the time, I worry. I worry if they know what that lawyer is really all about. Do they know when the last time that lawyer tried a personal injury case, or maybe if they ever even did? Does the lawyer have the resources to get the most for the client, or does the lawyer need the money more than the client does? And you'd be surprised to hear how many do. Here's my advice. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As the largest personal injury firm in America, there's really nothing like us. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Styling, buy brown Rolex diamonds. Hey, I do dirty work like Robin. Crack rock Rolex diamonds. Gunshot dog bark siren.
Hey, I do dirty work like Robin. Yeah. Finny flip flops, I'm styling. Yeah. Body bag piling. Yeah. 911, start dialing. Yeah. Do dirty work like Robin. Yeah. Finny flip flops, I'm styling.
Hey. See, man, all right, we had Ryan like Silverfield, University of Memphis football coach, on the show earlier today. And interesting little bit of news where he said, hard-pressed to think that T.J. Carter is going to play tomorrow at Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
He had, my understanding is he had previously sort of kept that door open in other sort of interviews,
yeah,
and things
day-to-day
like that.
It sounded like he had a chance.
But I think he's just so comfortable with us, Jason, that we got out just that little bit of more information.
No, we got him the day before the game, I think.
But, yeah, that's true, too. I mean, the game is tomorrow. And so, you know, you have a pretty good idea of whether or not the guy is going to play. It doesn't sound like he is. And that makes that job a whole lot more difficult when you don't have, your best DB, your lockdown guy. But, again, you didn't have him against UCF either. You didn't have him last weekend against Temple. You were able to find a way to get the win. Now you're dealing with a different beast in Cincinnati. But
didn't realize, too, that I read the CA story from Evan Barnes, just to add to your point. He got injured in the first half of the win over Cincinnati last season, didn't play in the championship game.
Yeah. So there you have it. I mean, you have done it before without T.J. Carter. Again, you'd rather have him, but it's not like you 100%. Haven't done it without him. So you'll have to do that, this weekend against Cincinnati. The other bit of news that I thought was interesting from Ryan Silverfield was that they have not talked about it, he says, Brady White and Ryan Silverfield, but it is a possibility, and it is it could happen, right, in terms of the calendar and the clock, that Brady White could come back for one more year. And I don't think it's really even a discussion, a debate. If he will, you'll have him. And I know some people might say, well, he's not the go, whatever. But again, that transition can be hard. Memphis has been very fortunate at that position, over the last, 6 years? I mean, every single time. Paxton to Riley to Brady. That's about as smooth as a quarterback transition 3 times in a row. Damn near as smooth as the coaching transitions, to be quite honest with you. Look at Tennessee. They ain't got a quarterback. They're a mess offensively at times, and they have not been able to find one.
That's ridiculous.
And,
that program used to keep one.
You take it for granted a little bit when you have the success that Memphis has had with that position. I'm in certainly no hurry to rush him up out of here. Now, he may say, look, it's time.
Mentioned XFL, too, as if, playing professionally is one of his goals.
Well, there's
and
only
that he couldn't do it in the. Well, no, not to. I say that for this. Do we know that professionally, I know we assume it about college football players, but is it something that he aspires to? Even if he can't get NFL, he'd do XFL. I didn't know if it was something that we know for sure.
I'm definitely
because I've always gotten the sort of
only because he's not an NFL quarterback. So I just assume you would pursue a professional career.
I'm thinking about how you get a guy like that to how you convince him to come back and what you tell him if you're Ryan Silverfield. And I got to imagine, it's got to be more about just the pitch and the words coming out of Silverfield's mouth. If you're Brady, it's got to be a situation that looks like you could win big, which he thought it was this year when you're talking him into coming back. Now I'm playing for a different head coach, obviously an assistant that you knew, but a different head coach.
Yep.
And you see Gainwell and you see Coxie. But I imagine, and maybe it even helps, if you get the win tomorrow, maybe that can add a little sugar on top. But when you can come back to a group of receivers that you've seen can do it, as these guys, you talk about Calvin Austin, Stone Cold, as you call them, Taj and Javon, maybe having seen them do it now, in a big moment like UCF, if part of selling Brady on coming back is you're going to have some weapons, well then. Hopefully these new ones have sort of have maybe convinced him, too, that, okay, I'd be coming back to something that isn't a new rebuild, isn't a new group of guys. Again, if you're making the pitch, he's got a group of receivers that, hell, he beat UCF with. And so why would you not want to come back to that?
Right. I mean,
That's what I would say. I
mean, it'd be another thing if all your receivers were seniors going off to the NFL, leaving all that stuff. You didn't have anything in the cupboard after you're leaving.
Yeah.
Which just can be the case sometimes.
I mean, I would
He'd still have a ton back.
You know, you have a chance.
Clark's back for another year next year, and he's a sophomore.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, you're sort of weapon-proof if you're Brady White. I mean, you're going to put up 300, 400 yards regardless of who you got, you know. So I would really kind of say that. I'd say you want to continue to sort of do something and put up numbers that no Memphis quarterback ever has. And then again, like,
that'd be part of it. You'll go down as the GOAT, certainly.
Another piece is fans. Like, you didn't get the proper sort of send off this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
You're absolutely right.
Don't you want to play one more year in front of your home fans? Now, again, he may not care. I mean, because he's not from Memphis, and you know, he was a grad transfer here, so he may not. And plus, he's been booed by these same fans, so like, he may have a totally different view of that. But I would definitely use that and say, hey, man, you deserve more than what we were able to give you this year because of the pandemic. Come back next year. We'll send you out the right way, and you'll have another chance to add more jewelry to your collection.
Would winning an AAC title, coming back and winning the title this season, which obviously you would think to get into that you'd have to beat Cincinnati this weekend, would that make it more or less likely he would come back?
I think probably less.
I wonder if he loses and you leave that taste, and if you've got a better chance of getting them back.
Exactly right. I think you're exactly right. Like, if they for some reason win this weekend, right, and then they get to the title game and they fall short, I think that would 100% motivate him more to come back. Whereas
you win back to back rings, AAC titles. What's left for Brady to do?
Just, it's a little bit like,
you tell him come back and win a third.
If you
leave a bad taste in his mouth, I wonder if he's more likely to come back to get that taste out.
I mean, this dude gonna have to major in. He's gonna have to major in something else. I mean, because he'll have every other degree at Memphis. You know, they're gonna have to create a curriculum for him. But it's a little bit like CDR.
And then what do you do with Peter Parrish? Isn't that his name? Parrish.
Yeah, he can wait. Peter Parrish can wait. I
mean, will he wait? Because I'm sure he came with the intentions of, okay, I'm taking that job because Brady will be out after a season.
Well, I mean, I think he can wait. I think he absolutely can wait. To me, it's a little bit like Chris Douglas Roberts, whereas, you know, Chris Douglas Roberts left as a junior. He could have come back, but he was an All-American. He got to a championship game, right? There was really nothing else he could have done. That would be the case for Brady if they win, you know, the AAC this year, right? If they win the AAC championship game. But if they lose, though, that, I think you put it exactly right. Like, the bad taste in your mouth, you come back and you try to fix that. And, by the way, you might be in a situation where if Luke Fickell leaves Cincinnati, UCF doesn't look that great right now, you might even be the damn favorite. You probably would be the favorite in the AAC if Brady White comes back for his 12th year. So, unless there's just something he's got to do, if he's in some rush to go, you know. But I tell you, it's hard.
He's about to go be a doctor.
It's hard once you leave school, though, man. It gets hard. You know, real life hits you in the face. Now, he don't need that lecture from me. Is, you know, he's 25 years old. But, I mean, once you leave school, life gets hard. Life gets hard.
So, he's only 4 years younger than you, John.
Yeah, he is. I think he's actually 24. He just turned 24.
He's 24?
So he's five. But
five?
Still, yeah, I mean, he's not a, you know, 19-year-old kid.
That's awesome.
You know, he's lived some life. So, no, I mean, I definitely would want him back, though, if I'm Ryan Silverfield. I'd start playing those seeds right now.
Oh, I like your come back and play in front of the fans pitch.
Yeah,
that would. I think that might appeal to him as well in terms of what you've had. Let's have you go through one that looks a little bit more like we're used to in terms of the right. I mean, all of it. I mean, all the pageantry, all that, the everything that goes with a regular football season. He's missing out on. It's quite a bit different than it usually is.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll be a hard job for Silverfield or an easy one. We'll see.
To recruit him?
Because what you can't do if you're a Memphis fan is be rooting for Memphis, right, for him to have the bad taste in his mouth. Though you want Memphis to win an AAC championship. And if what comes with it is Brady White deciding to move on, it's probably still the best thing for the program, because I tell you that winning the title, winning the AAC championship, putting back-to-back ones together, probably going to do a lot more for you. And I'm a guy, I'd love to see Brady White back,
right,
than just having Brady White back for that singular season. You win back-to-back AAC titles, and there's no one in this country that's going to be able to tell you that you're not the best thing in the AAC. That's truly what's on the line here for Memphis when you can put back-to-back wins together over UCF and Cincy, even with a loss already to SMU. I just truly think that's what's in front of Memphis, is that opportunity to be the big dog, and winning back-to-back titles sort of is the proof in the pudding.
I mean, I if I could do it, I would, because like, it seems like he enjoys it. It seems like he likes being at Memphis. It seems like he likes Ryan Silverfield. You know, if you can. Why, like, what would he do if he, you know, I mean, does he just want to start his career, I guess, like, outside of football? Is that what would be the urgency to leave? I mean, why not? You get to just hang out with your, you know.
Your whole thing, start your professional clock. this thing is, we're not talking about a million dollar professional career, we don't think.
Right.
So why not just stay and have fun?
Yes.
That's your theory.
Yes. I mean, and then if you want to go the XFL
again, on a guy like this, if NFL is really not the and you can't, but maybe you don't even want, if that's not it, then it's going to be, what's he accomplished? What's left for me to do there? You would have to think in terms of what you're trying to appeal to with him. It's going to be, what box have I left to check out? I would think,
yeah,
for a guy like that, because again, it's not, you don't feel like it's as much about playing professionally as it is, you know, knocking on, doing everything you can do in terms of boxes to check off at Memphis, because this could be it. It truly could be it. There may not be, there very likely won't be a long professional career,
right,
for him, whether it's in the XFL or wherever else. So you want to make sure you've done everything. And if you're Silverfield, you've got to, I would think, appeal to that
right,
sense of accomplishment. Here's a few more things you could knock out to your thing. Going down, setting the bar in terms of Tiger passers higher than ever, you could do that. Hopefully those are things that could possibly appeal to him when you're trying to get him to come back.
Well, it's interesting too. Like, what
that said, if it's win a AAC championship or Brady White, I'm taking the AAC championship, because we said losing it might help in terms of,
right,
reeling him back in. I'm still taking the AAC championship because I think, grand scheme of things, that's bigger. That would mean more to your program in terms of keeping this thing rolling than even another great year of Brady.
Well, what if the what's interesting?
Hopefully, you get both.
What if they don't get there? Then probably Brady feels like, well, we're not close enough. And he just moves on, you know. That's another element. Like, what if?
But hell, they could be sitting here undefeated right now.
They could.
Talking about close.
Yeah,
had a chance to beat SMU.
I'm just saying, like,
that game, you could be sitting here 4-0.
If they end up not playing in the championship game, like, he probably will feel like, you know, I've probably stayed my welcome here, and I'm just gonna move on with the rest of my life, which I can't begrudge him for. I just don't know. I don't know Brady well enough to know sort of where he's at, you know, on that type. But we'll find out. I am all for Brady White 2021. I am all for another year of Brady, because
I am too.
I mean, you can just trust him. He's a trusty guy. Like, you know exactly what you're going to get from him every single week at that position,
which is
greatness in the context of this program.
And it's just less stress
as a
head football coach. When you got a quarterback that knows what he's doing, been through the wars,
yep,
you're not having to teach as much. The transition to the new guy, and sure, maybe for Memphis, and hopefully for Memphis, the new guy's just as good or better. But when you've got something you can rely on, like Silverfield has in Brady, that makes your job a hell of a lot easier.
Yes, it does,
and your stress level a hell of a lot better. So, yeah, I'm sure Silverfield would love to have him back.
All right, we will come back. Dari Noga is going to join us on the other side. And we may ask him about, you know, Brady White coming back for a 12th year at the University of Memphis. Also get his thoughts on Trevor Lawrence, the SEC this weekend. All that and more on the other side when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Then Jeff Calkins mornings. Jason and John middays. Giannotto and Jeffrey. Then Gary Parish afternoons. The Titans, the Bulls, the NFL, the SEC, Tigers talk. This is the Mid-South's biggest sports station and the number one place for sports in Memphis. Live on the radio.com app with Rewind, where you can always rewind and listen to our local shows like a DVR. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN. From radio.com.
Bulldog Nation knows that Starkville is Mississippi's college town, but it's also a history town, an arts and music town, a shopping and dining town, an outdoor adventure town, and it's a town that takes your health and safety seriously so you can have fun and be safe. If you're going to be in town for the game, schedule a little extra time to try something new in Starkville. Plan your Bulldog weekend today at starkville.org. Starkville, Mississippi. Mississippi's college town.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L706-3372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with JD Powers? We gossip at Gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick. 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume. Plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months. All just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. Weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th. Explore great food, new offerings, and old favorites from 60 restaurants. Available for dine-in, patio dining, or carry-out. These restaurants have been here for you in the past. They've helped you kick off Grizz games, Orpheum shows, special occasions, and more. But now, they need you. Come back downtown and support those who've served you. For a full list of restaurants and more details, visit us at downtownmemphis.com or on Facebook. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You know him, you love him. He is the great Dari Noka. Anchor on the SEC Network. Also part of Dari and Mel. You can hear that right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and he joins us now. Dari, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time.
You got it, man. Good to talk with you guys.
Yeah,
good to,
man.
Good to be on in Memphis.
Absolutely.
Pleasure to have you.
So a lot to get to. Big college football weekend. Memphis has a big game. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But the big news last night was that Trevor Lawrence, Clemson star quarterback, has tested positive for COVID-19. And I got to tell you, I hate that this is where my mind goes. I hate that this is sort of how I'm programmed. I'm so jaded. But I almost feel like there is no way we don't see Trevor Lawrence out there against Notre Dame a week from now. What did you think of this? And do you also expect Trevor Lawrence to be out there on the field against Notre Dame?
Listen, you're not alone in this. The first thought I had was, oh, my gosh, he's not going to play against Notre Dame. And then, but he might be. He might very well play against Notre Dame. I don't. You know, that's one thing. The second thought is still, unfortunately, not. I hope he's okay, which is where we should be. It's because I think we all want college football so much, and we're so hoping for it. Here we have it. We're enjoying the heck out of it. And then we look at everything from a college football perspective. So my second thought was, oh my gosh, at least he's not in the Big Ten where he'd have to miss 21 days, mm-hmm. Without playing. So. This is, like, you know, there are a million moral issues that we all have to face on a daily basis in 2020. Like, I'm a Dodger fan and have been since I was a little kid. And I'm so thrilled the other night they win a World Series for the first time since I was 12 years old. And then freaking Justin Turner happens. And it's like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? And then even that throws shadow or a shade on the fact that the Dodgers won a World Series. But it needs to, because it was stupid, selfish, and idiotic, and against everything we're trying to do as a country. So anyway, it's a really long-winded answer to say, I have no idea if he's going to play against Notre Dame, but at least the ACC has left that possibility open.
If he doesn't play against Notre Dame, Dari, if they play it straight and say he's not back, misses BC and Notre Dame, do you think it costs him the Heisman?
Oh, boy. You know, you miss two games, including, frankly, what is their biggest regular season game.
Right.
It could. I mean, it certainly could. It certainly could. You know, but over between now and then, how many other stars or guys in the Heisman race are going to miss games? So that's probably one question we just can't answer until it comes time.
What'd you think of Nebraska having to be told no by the Big Ten and trying to replace Wisconsin with Chattanooga?
I hate it. To me, it goes back to the really kind of, I think, the choppy relationship Nebraska's had with the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Honestly, financially, it made all the sense in the world. From a competitive standpoint, they should have never left the Big 12. I think they know they should have never left the Big 12. I think they ran from one perceived monster into whoever they could go to, and it hasn't worked out from day one for them. And it's a shame, like in this year, that you can't go out and try to open up and create games for yourselves if you want to go play games. You know, why was North Dakota State allowed to have one random showcase game for Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Their conference isn't playing until the spring. So they didn't say, no, you can't do this. Like, let the program go out and make the best of a situation, as long as it's done in a smart, intelligent, healthy manner.
No, I think you're exactly right on that one, Dari. Moving on to the SEC, you know, it's interesting because when the season started week one, I think we were all totally, you know, infatuated with Mike Leach. And, man, you know, that's going to be a great time down there in Starkville. And they're about to drop to 1-4 after, I assume, yeah, Alabama handles them this weekend. Where are you on Mike Leach at Mississippi State? Do you think ultimately, like, he can get it where, you know, he wants it to be, or do you think this is more of an indication why it can be tough for Mike Leach to get jobs?
Yeah, it comes down to a four-word phrase that is uttered more in this conference, the SEC, than any other four-word phrase, period. And it is rush 3, drop 8. I mean, that's the thing we've said 1,000 times. It's what Arkansas did when they played and beat Mississippi State. It's what everybody has done since Arkansas. Kentucky did it against them. A&M did it against them. And it is the recipe defensively that makes the air raid completely and utterly ineffective. And so now the ball is in Mike Leach's court. What are you going to do to beat teams that do not respect your run game and are comfortable dropping 8 into coverage? What are you going to do now that you've lost arguably the best running back in the SEC and Kylan Hill, who's not going to play again this year for them? What do you do to turn the switch and create some danger to those defenses? Well, here's the thing. In 20 years of running the air raid, it has never changed. Mike Leach, from day one, he's never changed it. When he was at Wazoo, guys, Washington and Oregon figured out how to defend it, and they beat them virtually every time. Yep. In the SEC, Arkansas, Barry Odom set the blueprint. Teams since then have done the same thing, and it is not working for Mississippi State. I don't know where he goes. He's never changed it. It is based on simplicity, and if you can stop it, stop it. The issue is everybody's stopping it. So I don't like where it's going, and I don't like the future for Mississippi State unless somehow, some way, they're able to establish a real run game to make people keep more guys in the box, or get, frankly, they also don't have anybody in terms of a playmaker at receiver to scare a defense. And that's another issue they're going to have to correct.
Who's the coach of the year so far in the SEC, Dari? And I wonder if I could get a vote out of you for Sam Pittman, yeah, who you could make an argument. Yeah. He should be sitting at 3-1 right now with a win over Auburn. Is that it?
You don't need
hands
to make
down?
An argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to make an argument. That team should be – that's a 3-1 football team with a 2-2.
Unbelievable.
There's no question. He is absolutely the coach of the year. His hire of Barry Odom is probably – Barry Odom's the Frank Broyles Award winner as the assistant coach of the year, in my mind, nationally. Sam and Barry deserve so much credit for that, especially – how fun is it to watch the defense play? Like, these are guys, we knew the name Bumper Pool because it's a crazy name, but who knew Grant Morgan? Like, who knew the guys that are if you get hit by a Razorback, you get hit by a Razorback, man. It's C-ball, hit ball. I love watching those dudes play, and they got a shot against A&M tomorrow. Absolutely do.
Yeah, we, of course, talking to Dari Noka, anchor for the SEC Network and ESPN Catch, Dari and Mel, right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. I think I know the answer, but the fact that it is even a question, I think, is fascinating in and of itself. Who needs a win more tomorrow, Ed Orgeron or Gus Malzahn?
Probably Gus.
Yep.
You know, Ed's fine. They just won a national championship. There's right. no issue with Ed. You know, I mean, his bigger issues are what pictures with whom are leaking, you know, over the course of the week. That's not a – you know, Gus has to win. He's on a permanent hot seat at Auburn. So I would say Gus. I would say Gus needs it.
How long do you get, right, after winning a championship as a coach? And it's crazy that we're having this conversation. Yeah. But I mean, here LSU is. They're 500. How long do you get, you know, before it's time to start having a discussion? Okay, well, you know, is your job safe? Is there a minimum? Is it like 2 years, 3 years? What's the threshold?
Well, okay, so are you telling me, like, okay, what happens, though, in those ensuing years? So
that's
you're Bob problem. Stoops. You win it in year two. You play for it three more times. Then you make the playoff a couple more times in your tenure. And you get to leave on your own accord,
right.
even though you never won a national championship. You were never a bad football team, right? So I think it varies.
Yeah.
Gene Chizik, who I work with, he's one of my best friends. So he's going to walk into this building anytime, and we're going to have a great weekend together like we always do with Chris Doering and company. You know, he got fired after, you know, 2 years after winning a national championship because they went 0-8 in conference play, and he completely lost the football team. So it just depends. There are so many different levels of what is and isn't okay after winning a championship.
What do you think's got a better chance of happening, Dari? Alabama and Georgia, which is down number five now, both getting in the playoff, or Clemson and Notre Dame both getting in the playoff? I ask you that because I'd say the SEC side of it, but Feinbaum thought today that if there's an edge right now today because of the way Georgia played, he thinks it's the ACC, and particularly if Notre Dame beats Clemson and then Clemson comes back and gets them in the championship game. His point is he could see that happening and those two getting in. If you were calling it today, though, would you still lean SEC, and do you like that Georgia team is still that kind of caliber of team?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think Georgia's good.
That defense is, Dari. I know it's real, right?
That's it. It is. I wish you'd ask me after they play Florida next week. I don't know. But, like, here's the other thing to watch, okay? How much of a – let's say Trevor doesn't play against Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
Like, how much of a pass do they give them?
That's true.
Assuming Trevor's okay for the playoff. Like, that committee's got a bazillion questions to answer that it's never had to answer. And I'm really curious to see kind of how it shakes out. I don't know that I have an answer. I would put those two at, like, a split in terms of,
that's
like –
that's probably right. Probably the way to go.
You mentioned it already, Dari, about, you know, the Big Ten and sort of their criteria, which they are saying, or I believe I read something yesterday or the day before, where they are considering, you know, revising their criteria, their guidelines. But if they don't do that, I mean, you've already lost, you know, the Wisconsin game, the Wisconsin, you know, Nebraska game this weekend, and the Huskers have Wisconsin has 16 active cases. Is there any way that Big Ten football season is going to be able to be completed?
Well, it depends. It depends how much they revise. I mean, you know, a minimum number of games to make the championship game, that's probably going to have to be revised. What is it, at six now? I mean, it's so hard. Like, you know, it can all work as long as every league or each individual league is comfortable with the fact that some teams might play 9 or 10 games and some teams might play 5. And if you're okay with that, then you figure out a way to make it work, and you blame it on 2020 and you just say, at least we got a season in. I mean, look what baseball's done, what the NFL's done, what hockey did, what the NBA has done are phenomenal feats in this day and age. Like, in this year, who would have ever thought they could – and the NFL hasn't yet, but I think it will be fine, could all name a champion. College football's got to be as flexible as they can be, understanding the challenges that the Big Ten had and the Pac-12 after them, you know, that they're going to start so much later next week, you're going to have to just kind of make exceptions for everybody in every situation. And I hate it for Wisconsin because that dude, man, Graham Mertz is a playmaker. Yeah, that guy is absolutely a baller. That's a dude. They haven't had a quarterback since Russell Wilson, and they only had him for 1 year. Like, he changes them. And I hate it for them that he's going to have to miss 3 weeks.
What have you thought? Memphis obviously got a big one tomorrow in Cincinnati. I'm not sure how close of attention you played to Memphis here last 4 or 5 years, but it's been a complete 180, Daria. One time we were looking at should Memphis, you know, just shut it down as a football program. You look at where they're at now, it's almost like light years away, trying to put together back-to-back AAC titles. What have you thought about just their rise and emergence, and how close are they to being that team that, like a UCF outside the Power Five, sort of gets that benefit of the doubt each year, gets a ranking each year, no matter who their coach or their quarterback seems to be? They've grown a lot here the last few years, Dar.
Yeah, like, this is a really good league, man.
Absolutely.
Cincinnati, UCF, Memphis, SMU. Like, I wanted to see Cincinnati at Tulsa 2 weeks ago. I thought that was going to be a hell of a game because I think the Golden Hurricane are vastly improved. Like, that's a really good league, and I think the league itself, when you have depth like it finally has, is going to help every single team in it. I like Memphis. I have followed Memphis since Justin Fuente was the head coach because he and I, you probably would not know this, but he and I are a year apart and we grew up three houses apart. So I've known Justin for
How about that?
Yeah. So I always root for him at any point in his career. And so I pay attention to the American. I grew up in Tulsa where he grew up. So my dad's a Tulsa grad. So I kind of root for Tulsa. Yep. So it's a good league. It's an underappreciated league, I think, at this point. I think people look at the league and they say, oh, they're going to do, every game's going to be 51-45 and nobody wants to play defense. And I don't necessarily think that's true. Like, yes, there's great offenses, but they get athletes. It's geographically placed where you have athletes everywhere. You got athletes in Ohio that Cincy gets, and the Florida schools get, obviously. You know, and you guys in Memphis with your, you know, proximity to the South and the athletes in Mississippi and Alabama and so on and so forth. Like, there's really good football going on in that league. And I just think the more little numbers next to programs' names that you can get 3-4 at a time in that league that are ranked, the more respect the league and everybody in it will get. And for instance, I put Cincinnati before the season in the playoff. So I kind of have to root for them tomorrow just to have a shot to be right. But I do think that at some point a group of five team is going to get in. This is a crazy year. Why not this year? I enjoy watching the league too. So it's been good.
I will say this, Dar. I obviously we covered Justin Fuente, you know, here in Memphis. I love the guy. Yeah. I know it's not certainly over at Virginia Tech. I think he's capable of winning a national championship there. I mean, I think that, you know, and that might be a grading on a Memphis football turnaround curve, because if you can do that here, I feel like, you know, at a place like Virginia Tech where you have the resources, the sky's the limit. But, I mean, I think that guy is a football genius. And, you know, I do believe he'll have a chance someday to win a championship. I mean, I think he's that good.
Well, I'll say this. I think you're right. I mean, there are certainly challenges at Virginia Tech, you know, that may not be obvious all the time. I don't think it's certainly easy to assume that they can win one, but that's Justin's, like, that's, I think that's what he wants. That I don't see him coaching in the SEC, even though he could. I don't see that desire, because I think he wants to go to a program that can win championships, be given the keys to the car to be able to kind of do the things that he wants to do with it, which I think he has there. But at the same time, not feel like you have to be in the office 120 hours a week, because he loves his family and family time's important to him. I think it's the perfect spot for him. And I hope I think, you know, last year I realized, like, he had some tough times. I mean, Duke beat him 45-3 or whatever. This year, I think what he's had to do with COVID and being down 20, 22 players at times and winning these games, this is a phenomenal coaching job we're watching right now.
Absolutely. Dari, we appreciate the time.
Hey,
as always,
this,
great
brother.
Stuff.
Yeah, hey, guys, good talking to you. That was fun. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
you, Dari. He is Dari Noka, SEC Network anchor and part of Daria Bell right here on 92.9 FM. ESPN. So, I always appreciate his time. Good weekend for football coming up.
Absolutely.
So appreciate his time. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on a Friday. Get you ready for Halloween weekend. Everything going on That's when we come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South Smart Speaker Sports Station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis as our new five-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is three measurements in roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like six of them. You can get two right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best in-class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get rammed up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2 Week Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Ranked by J.D. Power's IQS and Appeal Studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. 3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 293290. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Have you heard? Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee soon. Understandably, that might have slipped under your radar, but sports are back. Just imagine how much more fun watching a game is going to be when you have some skin in that game. And the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. They're bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. While the team at DraftKings Sportsbook is crossing their T's, dotting their I's on bringing sports betting to Tennessee, they are hosting a number of free contests that you can enter today with thousands of dollars up for grabs. They're easy to play. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. So to celebrate this momentous event, DraftKings is giving everybody who registers now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
As a pro, you've got what it takes to do your job. But for some jobs, it's good to know you can rent what it takes from the Home Depot, like pro-grade tools and large equipment. Everything from skid steer loaders and concrete saws to paint sprayers. The kind of gear you need when you need it, only when you need it. And when you're done, just bring it back. For the pro-grade tools you need to finish the job, start with a click on homedepot.com/rent. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix,
Personal styling for everybody.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I was born, I got lucky. A gift, if you will. My early life was really hard for many reasons. But at the time, it really didn't seem all that hard. I had a close relationship with my brothers and sister and loads of friends. Those days of desperation and poverty led me to my job today, representing the people, not the powerful. But my job is really not a job because I never considered it work. In many ways, it's more like a public service. Now, as I age, I get to look back at all the cases and all the people and all the trials. And the best part is when I get to see you all out and about. When I pray before I sleep, I thank God for the gift I received at birth, the genuine love I have for people, all people. Maybe that's why my work never seemed like work to me. When I was born, I got lucky. I got to meet all of you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
Free background information available upon request.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Weekend. Friday finally is here. Celebrate the end of the work week with a drink and do it with Blue Note Juke Joint. That's my plan. Gotta get home and pour some on the rocks. It is smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues. My go-to straight bourbon whiskey here in Memphis. Most of my bottles are aged around 9 years that I've got at home. It's always aged a minimum of 3 with Blue Note Juke Joint. Smooth, man. That's the key. Drink it on the rocks. Drink it neat. Make a cocktail with it. All delicious. All good. Just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold. So it's smooth and it's easy on the wallet. Blue Note Juke Joint. Pick up a bottle today. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. You're not a big... scary movie guy, are you? You're not going to, like, go home tonight and, you know, pop on some, you know, classic scary movie, are you?
No, but I saw plenty of scary in that show Lovecraft Country I was telling you about on HBO. Now, it's done now. Season 1's
over. Yeah, you're going
to
have to move on with your life.
I got all the scary I needed in that thing. If you'd seen it, if you'd given it a chance, you'd know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know.
Plenty of monsters and ghouls in that thing.
And you got that one on the China box?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have a China box, so I can't. I gotta subscribe to HBO.
Super box.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
not
super
China box.
The super box.
But you being funny, Trump.
You know what? The thing about it is as good as Netflix is. And by the way, Netflix just raised their prices again yesterday. I'm not sure if you caught that, but Netflix just raised their subscription price.
You're to keep doesn't matter to a super box user. We'll watch all your stuff.
Nice. Nice to be you, man. But you don't have like the classic scary movies are not on Netflix. Like, you got to go somewhere else. Like, you're not going to get... I mean,
like Dracula?
Yeah.
Your favorite?
The 1991, I think it was Francis Ford Coppola. You know, his
adaptation.
Is it
not Coppola, Brad?
I believe it's Coppola.
Okay. Now, I don't want to gang up on John here.
I thought it was Coppola.
But I think it's Coppola, and it's bothered me the last 2 days when you've said it.
Okay, well, Coppola, now, Coppola, whatever.
Is that the one with Tom, what's my guy's name? Shoot. The guy that plays Dracula. He's great. He does, who is it? You got it pulled up? He's been in everything. He's a fantastic actor. You know, oh, gosh.
I can't believe you've forgotten this. Gary Oldman.
Oldman?
Yes,
he can play. You talk about range.
Yes.
That man.
Well, think about this.
That's a white dude who's essentially played a black man in True Romance. You ever see that one?
Yeah.
No.
Where he's got the cut, he's got the dreads and all that. He's like this white dude who black folks are scared of, but he talks black.
Gary Oldman in that, Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, and Anthony Hopkins, all in the 1992 production of
Dracula.
It made $215 million against a budget of $40.
Nice profit.
So that is a pretty good lick they hit.
I just remember it, a lot of hype, and it just let me down when I watched it.
It only won an Academy Award for costume design, makeup, and sound editing.
Yeah, not for Best Picture.
Well,
for the costumes,
it was
John.
Never going to win Best Picture.
For the costumes.
It was never going to win
Best. Oh, with that cast? And, dude, you haven't seen how dramatic that thing was. It was all it was all laced with deeper meaning and all this stuff. Just wasn't your typical, you know, sink in the teeth and take the blood out.
Yeah.
It had to be all artistic and all that.
I'm going to try to find that. I'm going to try to figure out, you know, where I can find that.
Yeah, I don't think you'll like it.
You don't think I'll enjoy it?
No.
It's just a little bit too artsy?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll let...
For your taste.
I'll decide, okay? I will decide whether or not I enjoy that film. And then tomorrow, it is the game of the year for Memphis football.
Man, I'm excited for Memphis and for Silverfield this opportunity. Because I was talking about this with Jeffrey the other yesterday. They've shown up. These big games that you think, oh, man, they got too much going against them. They've shown up and usually gotten the dub out of it. So I expect this defense to give Memphis some problems. I mean, we're talking about the number 4 ranked defense in the country according to efficiency numbers over at SP Plus and ESPN. But like Brady typically does, he'll make the adjustment. They'll put points on the board. Question going to be, can you stop Desmond Ridder from running the ball all over you? He actually leads the team after that 91-yard touchdown run last week. He's right. He's tied with Dokes for the team rushing lead. So it's more about his legs than it is about his arm. And Memphis knows that better than anybody because it beat him twice last season.
Yeah, and we talked about sort of what's at stake, right? Just to kind
a
of
lot.
Continue to sort of stamp your dominance and your place in the college football world if you're able to get that win. Again, it's going to be on ESPN tomorrow, so it's a huge stage at 11 o'clock.
You a big brunch man, John?
I hate brunch. Really? I absolutely hate brunch. I don't ever do it.
Really?
Every time Sam says, you want it? Nope, not doing it. Don't like it. Don't enjoy it. It's just breakfast. Don't call it brunch. It's just breakfast. You know?
No, it's not just breakfast because it's going to carry you through, hopefully, to either a late snack or to dinner.
Every time I day drink, man, I get sleepy. So I don't like to do it. I don't particularly enjoy day drinking. And that's what you do at brunch. You get the mimosas.
Yeah, I don't do it. Yeah, I stop drinking, so I don't do it. You can do a brunch without having to have the mimosas.
Look,
huh?
Man, breakfast or lunch, all right? We don't need both. You choose.
No, you're missing out on Sundays, missing out on brunch.
Where's your brunch spot?
And brunch is very important for church folks a lot of times who haven't had that breakfast coming out.
Well, you ain't sitting across from a church folk.
I'm just saying. You're downplaying the importance of brunch. It can be very important to a bunch of people.
I know it's important to people. It's just not important to me. It's just not a holiday for me. It's not something that I ever actively, you know, oh, let's do brunch this weekend. Let's go get some Bloody Marys and some mimosa. You know, leave me the hell out of it. Yeah. Don't invite me.
For the guy who wants everybody in town to come to your Halloween party in most years.
But
your brunch? No way.
Brunch is not for me, man.
Garbage event.
Where do you go to brunch? Where's your spot?
Well, we used to. It'd be all over. I mean, you could do brunch at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you get good brunch there afterwards, and you could do.
They have the same thing they offer all day long. Mm-hmm. There's no brunch menu at Waffle House.
Brunch, John. I see you've got it. It's more for you about what it is that we're eating. For as me, it's more about time of day that you're eating.
Right.
You can have breakfast for brunch and not have as many lunch items, which you seem to be caught up with. You can actually still do brunch without a mimosa. It's whatever you make it. It's more about the time that you're having it.
Well, tell me how it is next time you go. Let me know how it is.
Lafayette's does a good brunch.
I tell you what, John, and it's expensive, but like the Easter brunch at the Peabody and for special occasions, if you take your lady out, maybe after the church, maybe you don't have to go to church if you're John, whatever. You go around 11:30, you get a reservation, and you take Sam, especially because y'all, you know, you're expecting.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. It's just the two of you. You do that this year, you'll earn brownie points.
Well, for Easter, I think I might have a new addition. You know,
do it for Thanksgiving.
It may be
do it
close.
For Christmas time. Do it on a random Sunday during Christmas time.
I like it. That's going to do it for
there
us today. Thanks to Ryan Silverfield and Dari Noga for joining us on the
go
show.
Go Memphis. Go win that game this weekend for us.
Be a big one. Be a big one. Gino and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis as our new 5-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is 3 measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off
the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like six of them. You can get two right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Crime is out of control, and the city council is doing nothing, and the mayor is doing nothing to protect you and your family. Are you ready to protect yourself? Well, go to the largest indoor gun store and gun range in the Mid-South and sign up for your permit to carry class today. Don't become a statistic. Fight back and protect your family. Go to TopGunMemphis.com and sign up for your permit to carry class, or go to the largest gun range and gun store in Memphis and practice. We have ammo at Top Gun Memphis as well. TopGunMemphis.com.
36-month leases, 31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, 10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte ME 275,992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L7063372, MSRP 21,885, K5 MG00399, MSRP 25,725, K900 MSRP 65,610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers? We gossip at Gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.